Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Usual Suspects. Hour number one was spirited, as always, with Astros and Texans talk and Charlie Pulillo. And now hour number two is just simply wide open for us to be us and do us and be how we like to be with The Usual Suspects. So with all that being said, Barry, Nick, and Joel ready for our part deux of the three-hour extravaganza. And, of course, some of our suspects are on the line. Fort Worth Jay, what's up? You got some questions. What's going on?
What's up, fellas? Y'all doing all right?
What up, man?
Who just got back from Fort Worth? I couldn't hear.
Barry.
Barry.
Yeah, well, I was in Dallas, but I've been up there, Dallas and Fort Worth, several times this year already.
Yeah, I remember last time you went up, you were talking about it. I wanted to call. Hey, ain't them some of the nicest people, man?
They really are. Dude, I'm telling you, man, you know, people were giving me crap on Twitter, this H-Town Adam and Tony Marco, and everyone's getting in their feels because I said Dallas is pretty and Houston is ugly. But that's the truth, and that's coming from a native Houstonian. I'm not just going to hate on Dallas because I'm supposed to. That's dumb, and I'm not 8 years old anymore. I'm a damn adult, and I can make up my own mind.
Well, look, let me just say this, and I'm going to let y'all go. I've been here 18 years, graduated from U of H. I love Houston. I'm from Fort Worth. I'm not from Dallas. Nobody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area cares about the Texans. It's not a rival. I heard one of y'all say it's never been a rival. Y'all made that up. We love Houston. Oilers, we wanted y'all to win. Texans, we don't care if y'all win, lose, or get shipped out to Tennessee again. As long as the Cowboys win, that's all that matters. I went out last night. Literally, every club I went to, yeah, the Texans won, and the Cowboys lost. Who cares, bro? Don't worry about us because we're not worried about y'all. We all Texans, man. We don't care about that no more, bro. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it.
Always good stuff, Jay. Concise.
Fort Worth Jay.
Point.
Right to the point. And I'll tell you what. It is kind of true. This is coming from a Houstonian. This is also coming from an Aggie, all right? So I'm just going to say that. The Aggies always talked about the rivalry with UT. But guess what? For the most part, other than maybe a small run in there with the Wrecking Crew when they made it to the top five, top eight, something like that, 1 year, it's been kind of one-sided. It's been kind of lopsided unless you go back to the 30s or whatever. Aggies always felt like there was a rivalry more so. If you asked UT who their rival was, they weren't saying the Aggies. They looked forward to the game because they like to get that ass whooping at the end of the year and get a win. But their rival was OU.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's the same thing with Oilers / Texans fans. We want to hate the Cowboys because for whatever reason, we're supposed to. You know what I mean? It's like anything else. You just kind of get this sense that if you're born here, you're raised here, you live here, you're supposed to love Houston, hate Dallas, and that's it. And that's just, I'm sorry. I went up there and experienced it. And if you're not up there all the time or you haven't gone up there and seen it, you're either A, lying, or B, you're just, you don't know what's going on up there.
And here's the other thing. Well, here's the other thing. You're entitled to your opinion. That's the thing that's so crazy about doing what we do because of the fact that we're constantly under the microscope, too. I was thinking about this last night, and this just brings fodder to everything that we've been talking about. You're allowed to have your opinion. People are allowed to disagree. That's the beauty of the world. You can have discussions or you can agree to disagree. But the fact of the matter is, you shouldn't be criticized. I saw some of the stuff on Twitter. Abby's mom, of course, with a gift giving you the middle finger. I mean, that kind of stuff.
I don't care.
Why? Because you don't have the same opinion as as dude, someone else this is, that you should be chastised? That's wrong.
This is what I want everybody to do that's listening to this and is mad at me and is upset. And I'm sorry that you are, but get out of your feels. But this is what I want you to do for this week. Today's Monday. Between now and our show on Friday, I want you to, as you drive around the city, I want you to really look around. I want you to really look around and you tell me just how clean this city really is.
Well, Bear, is that fair?
You tell me
after
just
Harvey?
How it looks. Dude, it was like that before. There were weeds everywhere before Harvey. I'm not talking about the debris from Harvey. I'm not. That would be dumb to even assume.
That's what I'm saying. It's just tough right now.
But you can look at the freeways. You can look at the side of the roads and see the weeds and the. Dude, there's a. Going to my house in the suburbs, there's a bridge that goes over Spring Creek. There is a dandelion 9 feet tall.
That's a sunflower berry.
Yeah, whatever. Why is there a weed, a 9 foot tall weed on a bridge over a creek? That makes no sense to me. Like, just clean it up. That's all I'm saying. Drive around and look around. And I'm not talking about, I know on my way down here, I come down to Hardy and there was a neighborhood on the side where all the debris was out there that the city finally got around to cleaning up. I'm not talking about that. That would be ignorant and silly, and that's not what I mean. I think most people understand what I'm talking about.
And I'm not saying it to
look
critic,
at
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, hey,
there
just,
are pockets. You know what I mean? You go to Memorial or some areas in the Woodlands or whatever, but just in general, I'm sorry.
Well, and the whole thing to me brings up just a bigger issue because it was happening again last night, and everybody was, they're like vultures waiting to pounce if we say something and then it doesn't come true. You know, and then people were saying, oh, are you going to tell us you told us so because you got certain things right? You know, it's a no-win proposition, and nowhere else do people get judged on their jobs on a, like, hourly basis, a minute-by-minute basis, and then people are waiting to pounce, just like you're able to give your opinion there. I mean, the fact to me that I was sitting here thinking about when I just kind of decided to let it go and not respond is that ever since social media came on the scene, everybody is a critic. And everybody is waiting for you to be wrong so they can pounce. And everybody is extremely upset when you're right so that they can pounce. And they can tell you that you're gloating and that, you know, you shouldn't do those kind of things. But the fact of the matter is that we don't do that on your jobs. And we are just trying to create fodder for you to have further discussions, for you to maybe take part in our discussions, and for you to be able to realize it's sports, it's not real life. No better example than what's happened today. But every time you say something and you're on the air and you let it fly, you leave yourself wide open for a kick in the nuts that you weren't expecting because people just, whether their life sucks or something's pissed them off and is going wrong in their world, they want you to feel what they're feeling. So when you say, you know, get over yourself and get over the feels, look, they're feeling. They really are. And they're waiting while they feel.
Well, I mean, I don't. Jesse just like called me a diva. I'm not being a diva. I'm just telling you what I saw, what I see. You don't have to agree. I knew people were going to get upset when I brought this up. I know that. That's fine. This is one man's opinion, a native Houstonian who's lived here all his life, who loves his city. I do love my city, but we can do better. It doesn't mean we don't have, we can be cleaner. We could certainly do more to be appealing to the eye when visitors come to town. I mean, I don't care. You can, you know, everyone can text me or tweet me, whatever they want. It's not going to hurt my feelings. But you were talking about that. I did have a guy last night who was like, you really look like a dumbass when you said what you said about the draft. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, yeah, about Deshaun Watson. You're a dumbass. And if you're going to call me a dumbass, that's fine. Just make sure we get it right. Okay. Because what I said about the draft was I didn't like the fact that they mortgaged their future to move up now. Win or lose this year, they don't pick until the third round. They haven't done well picking in rounds 3 through 7. That was my concern. Not Deshaun Watson. Go back and read my tweets. I even said, I think he's a good player. But I don't like mortgaging the future right now when there's plenty of quarterbacks to be had next year as well. I'm glad that they got it right, though, so far. Two games in, though. Let's be real. Remember,
sure.
Cam was awesome. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl, and now everyone's like, man, what's wrong with these guys? Yep. Cam's on the come again, but let's chill. I mean, you know what I mean? Cautiously optimistic.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too, because now nowadays everybody's got a blog and everybody's got a Twitter account and Instagram and all these other things. So that's making them self-appointed experts. We get quizzed every single day for our opinions. But when we give them, it's almost like we now have set ourselves up to either be scrutinized and criticized. Hey, one, you're not the expert you think you are because you got it wrong. Well, no, but you're getting paid to give your opinions. You're paid to do this job, and you're doing your job. That's as simple as it is. Back in medieval times, before social media, when you had to write a letter or actually be patient and phone and wait on the phone to try and get to someone on sports radio, it wasn't like this because you didn't have all that instant 24-hour contact with people that do what we do and people that do it on TV and otherwise. But the fact of the matter is that we're not doing this so that you can kick us in the grapes. We're doing this to try and keep you educated and entertained while you have these conversations with your buddies and continue to watch and love sports like we do and have fun with it. But, you know, just like you want credit when you did something right and your wife or your buddies say, man, you got that right. Good job. You know, we're not looking for that, but we're also not looking for...
I'm not.
We're not looking for the steel-toed work boot just because we gave our opinions.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. It doesn't... I get what you're saying, but this kind of stuff doesn't... I knew what I was getting into. I totally get it. What I find hilarious, though, is that people are saying that I'm a diva or I'm being pretentious. Dude, I'm just telling you. I'm giving you the Houston clean challenge right now. If you disagree with me, drive around for a week. Look at the freeways. Look at the grass. Look at the trees. Look at the bushes that are planted along our freeways and roads. And you tell me how nice it is. That's all I'm saying. Just check it out.
Use my last name, you can be Barry Blank and do the fresh clean challenge. You don't even need whatever. What is it? Billy Mays sells. You can be Barry Blank for the ShamWow. What's the
OxyClean?
OxyClean.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do the OxyClean, the freeways, and make sure Houston is cleaner than Dallas and Fort Worth.
Man.
1 week will tell you Houston can be cleaner than Dallas.
I do look forward to going back, though.
When is the return visit?
I don't know, but they also have the restaurant called the Cotton Patch, which is off the chain good.
Why?
I don't know, just good food. It kind of reminds me, it's like a better Black Eyed Pea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Warm rolls and gravy.
Food is legit good.
Free warm rolls and gravy?
I don't know if they're free.
With a Black Eyed Pea, when they put that basket of rolls and you got some brown gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
Tighten you right up.
Yeah, it's good. All right, guys, right now I want to tell you about, speaking of good and good food, I want to tell you guys about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. That you're going to love this place if you haven't gone. And I'm telling you, I think we had a guy out there already today that was out there eating that wanted to tell us how much he enjoyed it. It's legit good food, guys. You need to get out there. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, located at 1901 Taft, right there in Midtown. Go check it out. It's a mix between Southern comfort and Indian food. And you might be thinking, well, that's something different. Yeah, you're right. It's different, and it's amazing, and get out there and try it. The Indian food is all original family recipes that Haas and his crew have perfected. They're known for having the best butter chicken in Houston, but they've got a ton of fusion favorites that you're going to love. Quesadilla is made with naan bread. A Himalayan heat burger that somebody the other day was asking me, hey, what's a good burger in town to go eat? Go try the Himalayan heat burger. Oh, so good. Wings, sliders. They've got chicken curry, but if you don't want chicken curry, get the chicken fried steak. It's all there for you. It's all delicious, all made from scratch. Locally sourced food when they can get it, like the meat, so you're not just getting some frozen patty that gets sent down. They make it when you order it. A full service bar, so you can sit there and watch the game and sip a drink. Or if you don't want to get out, if you want to have it delivered, you can do that too. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will all deliver Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen to your door. 1901 Taft in Midtown. You can find out more information on Facebook, CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, there's nothing like it. And when you get out there, tell Haas and Imran Barry said hello.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in the middle of hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's the usual suspects on a Monday after a huge Texans win. Astros getting ready for Thursday in the opening round of the playoffs. By the way, the times have been announced for those first two games in Houston.
What time do the ass whoopings commence?
Kind of quirky. 3:08 on Thursday, 1:08 on Friday.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to keep beating this dead horse. I'm sorry. But Ross Perry just tweeted to me. All right. If you're mad at me, go follow me on Twitter at Barry's Funny. I'm retweeting right now. Go look at the tweet from Ross Perry. That is exactly what I'm talking about. It is exactly. Okay, I'm done. That's it. I just wanted to say there are weeds literally growing up in the middle of concrete on the side of a road on 290. And he's like, "Is this what you're talking about by not being pretty?" Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. All right.
Can you tell him to get back in his car and stop blocking the middle lane now when he took that picture?
Yeah, right.
that could be dangerous.
He is driving and videoing, which, yeah. Ross, you're dummy. Don't do that either. Now we have bad drivers in this town, Ross, thanks to you.
Well, Nick, it's adding credence.
Yeah, you can just use your knees. Yeah, I do it all the time.
Nick on Friday was talking about how on his drive down to Beaumont, he was steering with his knees because he was actually in one hand filming video and taking still shots in Beaumont, and with his eyes, he was on the lookout for cops because he was speeding, so he was actually steering with his thighs.
And did you guys ride together or go separate? You went separate, huh?
Separate, but the worry about me speeding was that was a slight exaggeration. I was just worried about him seeing me with the phone, but yeah.
Yeah, because that's illegal now.
Yeah.
You can't be on your phone unless it's to use your
GPS.
Although
Joel and I were talking about it, and everyone in our side of town, they're
from
on the
Sugarland
phone.
And here's the thing. It's a rule in Sugarland now. It's a law. You can't do it. Ever since they announced you can't do it, it happens more and more and more.
I'm noticing it more. Although I will admit this, sometimes I've had to put down my phone to yell at someone for being on their phone. You ever done that where if you just put your phone away and you were texting or Facebooking or, you know, I don't know, shooting nudes, whatever you do when you're driving. Don't judge me. And I put my phone down and then I get up, you know, I finally go. And then I get up behind somebody that's going slow. And then you get around them and they're on your phone and you get mad at them. Yeah. You're like, oh, bro, get off your phone. Like, I'm so, it's a double standard for sure. But I think most of us are like that.
Well, no doubt, because Nick and I were talking in our cars through our Bluetooth. And lo and behold, almost at the same time, I'm going, okay, so there's a guy in a green light, stopped at a green light. And when I go around them, I look and the guy has his cell phone and is like waving to me. And I'm like, if it was a red light, if you pulled over on the side of the road, I get it. But it's a green light. No one can go past you. No one knows why you're doing this. And you're kind of going, you go from a standstill to like 2 miles an hour. And Nick's like, what's going on? I go, oh my God. And the guy thinks it's like, we should be completely forgiving because he had his cell phone. He just waved it at me like, I got my phone. I was just shooting some video. Pull over. Now, the one thing that I heard is a Lisa told me this, and I was not aware of this, that Sugarland laws, even though the highways are in, I guess, for all intents and purposes, in Sugarland, but when you're on the highway, then whatever Sugarland law doesn't take place or isn't, you can't enforce it on the highways. So you can have your phone out on the highways on 59 going through Sugarland. You just can't have them on the Sugarland city streets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so on the highway, it's worse. Because now you got people shooting video, people talking to each other, people. I mean, it's just the phones are all over the place.
I think people are on their phone even when they're on the highway. Anyway, the shooting a video part while on the highway, that's different.
Driving with your knees is safe though.
Yeah, I mean that's because you have complete control of the car. You can change lanes
because that's why it's round so you can grip it with your knee, the steering wheel, because that makes sense.
So Nick on Friday mentions not only evil, driving with driving his ass. Knee. But then that Granado
texts in a picture of him driving with his knees.
Driving with his knees. And we're like, so where's the Coors Light? Less than 5 minutes later, someone texted in driving with your knees and the Coors Light. We're like, we're pretty sure that's illegal. But, you know, that's not going to stop you from sending it in.
Yeah. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, I've traveled all over this country with previous jobs. And I will agree that this is an ugly city overall. But along the same lines, I think Houston has a much different class of resident. Oh, again. I'm just talking about looks, driving around. I'm not talking about the people.
You got a caller that wants to give you some more
I'm
hate
not talking about anything
Delgado.
Like that.
Delgado. He looks like he sounds like he's from Dallas.
You're Delgado.
In trouble, Barry. Delgado. Welcome Delgado. In. What's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, no, I'm actually from Houston. Okay. I lived in Dallas a while. I don't know exactly what he's talking about. I mean, if you've been to Pleasant Grove in Dallas, if you've been to East Dallas, if you've been out there on Westmoreland, you know, you got jalopies on the side of the road and weeds growing out in the middle of the I don't know what he's talking about. Now, if you're out there on Oak Lawn, then yeah, it's pretty, but it's just like River Oaks. I mean, I think Houston is a beautiful city, and you're kind of lucky to be here, pal. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lucky to be here. You didn't got to go there, man. Dang. You could have just said everything that you said without saying that last part.
Lucky to be here, Delgado. Well, thank you for allowing me to be born in this city, raised here, lived here my whole life, having traveled the nation when I worked in IT. I'm blessed, right?
You are blessed to be part of Houston, sir.
Well, this past 3 days, I drove from Keller in Fort Worth all the way to where the SMU campus is, across several different paths because of different things I was doing each of the 3 days. I've seen quite a bit of Dallas and Fort Worth. I've also been to Plano. You can't just exclude all of that and say there's three crappy areas. When you look at this city as a whole, and everything inside of the Beltway is dirty. I mean, that's just a fact, Delgado. I love this city. I love the people here. We're some of the best, nicest people you'll ever meet in this country. There's no doubt about it. I'll put our people and the way we treat each other up against anyone in this nation. But as far as keeping the freeways clean, no, we're somebody said it best on the text line. We're the Detroit of the South, dude. You're lucky I didn't hang up on you, by the way.
I'll give it this. It's a close call, but no, I don't think so. Not by much. But anyway, I'll let you guys get to it, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no worries, dude. I like that he said I was lucky to be here. I do like that. That was pretty sweet.
It's a privilege.
Yeah.
He kind of just slid it in there, too.
Yeah, that's all right. Like I said, I knew what I was getting into. All right, feel free to pile on. It doesn't bother me. I'm not changing my mind. You guys aren't going to change my mind. Houston is dirty. Deal with it. Go, you know what? Like the guy said, go mow a freeway if you're upset. Go pressure wash 290 if you don't like it. Good times.
Wow. I kind of figured this was going to be a kind of an undertone of the show because people just take everything so personal on this level. And of course, it's always a battle between two cities.
Yeah. And what's funny is everyone in Dallas that wants to talk about, hey, how are you guys down there in Harvey and everything like that? Can I just tell you that I get the feeling that if this was reversed, if Hurricane Harvey and the tragedy would have happened at Dallas, I kind of low-key feel like a lot of people have been like, well, it's Dallas. Every person up there had nothing but nice things to say about us and recovery and helping and pitching in and this and that. I was talking to a guy that runs the In-N-Out that was like, yeah, we might be opening an In-N-Out down there, but we've been sending our kids and stuff to go down there to volunteer to rebuild. Oh, yeah. I see why we're supposed to just innately hate Dallas just because. It's ridiculous. Guys, get over it. Get over yourselves. It's dumb.
There you have it. It's dumb. So stop doing it. That's it. It's official. We're going to continue to motor on. We're halfway through the show. 90 in the books. 90 still to go. Plenty more to get to, including a college football recap. Touch on some of the news and notes of the NFL. And, oh, by the way, speaking of news, Tom Petty, TMZ, is listing full cardiac arrest.
What?
Being transported to the hospital. So prayers for Tom Petty the list continues to grow for 2017 and not in a good way.
Yeah, and I don't want to brag, but I had Hugh Hefner in the death pool for 97.5.
You tweeted that, and the Blitz made sure to mention that, and they said it's not going to get you anywhere close to winning.
It's all right, though. Okay. I mean, I'm on the board.
Progress, right?
I'm on the board.
All right.
Yeah.
So there you have it. All right, so if you guys have things on your mind, things you want to talk about, or if you just want to blast Barry for liking Dallas and Fort Worth,
keep on coming
to the HRP listener line, where you can call or you can text 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more in just mere minutes. ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
She's a good girl, loves her mama.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back coming out of halftime right here on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel as we go till 4 o'clock before we turn over to the Blitz. And the news gets worse out of TMZ, which they are now reporting and tweeting. They were told after Tom Petty got to the hospital, he had no brain activity and a decision was made to pull life support. So another great one appears to be gone. Had a lot of great hits, man. Nick, in the break, you were rattling off some of them.
Yeah, You Don't Know How It Feels, Wildflowers, I Won't Back Down. Those are a couple of the top listened ones on Spotify. But he's got a bunch
of
tracks.
Last Dance of Mary Jane and
yeah.
Running Down a Dream.
And yep.
A lot of great tunes from a pretty historic rock and roller. If those reports are true out of TMZ, the music world lost another good one in Tom Petty.
Yeah, he... did you watch the, what was that?
I was thinking the same
about
thing.
Dre and the other producer. He was on there as a pretty notable.
Tommy, or what was the guy's name?
Yeah,
it's the HBO series anyway with Dr. Dre and all that. And part of the deal was, you know, how he had to be convinced to do the duet with Stevie Nicks.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, and then the song just went crazy.
Yep.
And, at the time, the guy Tommy, I think his name was, but the guy that's credited with being kind of like the mastermind behind so many hits with both Dr. Dre and also with Tom Petty and people like that, he was actually in a relationship with Stevie Nicks. So everybody was like, oh, you did that purposely because you got your girlfriend with Tom Petty. But hey, guy knew what he was doing because the song went big really quick.
Every time I hear about Tom Petty, it reminds me of this. I used to work with this guy who I called Analogy Guy. An analogy guy was the worst analogy maker on the planet. Like, he was just, you ever met someone that doesn't understand the concept of things, but they do it anyways? Mm-hmm. That was this dude. Like, anytime he tried to make an analogy, he wouldn't use a conventional one, right? Like, hey, I'm over here just, you know, turning water into wine. I'm making that, you know what I mean? Oh, you think you can walk on water? He would try to do his own version of an analogy.
Yeah.
And it was always bad. Like, one time he was doing. You ever heard the phrase? I don't want to see how the sausage is made, or you know, you don't want to learn how the sausage is made. You don't want to know what goes on behind the scenes, right?
I'm a Wisconsin guy. Yeah, I can go with that.
We were in a meeting one time, and he was like, he was doing a presentation, and he said he was basically talking about he made the software, but he can't make people buy it or use it. Right. And they were, mm-hmm. It was custom developed software. And so he's standing in front of this room full of people and he's like, look, and he's got a laptop in front of me and he's standing, right? So imagine standing in front of a desk, you know, it's about crotch high. So he's pointing down and going, look, I can make the sausage, but I can't make you eat my sausage. I can't make it, but he's pointing to his laptop. But he's really kind of, it's in the same direction as his crotch. And he's just like, look, I can't make you eat my sausage. And I'm just like, this is the best thing I've ever experienced. And one time this lady was like, he was telling her something about, he goes, look, you can put Jell-O in the tire, but you got to leave room for air. And we were all like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't get it. So I say all that to say this. One time we were talking and, somehow we got on the subject about killing ourselves. Like, if you were going to kill yourself or commit suicide, how would you do it? I don't even know why we had this morbid conversation, but we were talking about a guy that jumped in front of a bus to kill himself, and it was on Christmas. It was sad. And then he was like, yeah, man, I would probably just jump off a cliff because I think it would be so cool to just be like falling, man. Just like, you know, just like free falling. And I was like, did he just do a Tom Petty song?
Indeed.
Did he just make a... So I started, I was like... yeah, like falling just down into the great wide open, right? He was like, yeah. And then, so I just started like trying to use Tom Petty songs in conversation. Never caught on to it. Had no idea. I mean, the dude is clueless, but oh, he made for some great entertaining, hours passing time at work.
So the series was the Defiant Ones.
Defiant Ones, that's what it was, yeah.
Jimmy Iovine, or I forget, I don't know the exact pronunciation. It's like it's like Iovine. But Jimmy was the one that was influential in both Dr. Dre as well as dating Stevie Nicks and bringing her together with Tom Petty. He had produced a lot for Petty as well. So that was a great series, and you know that was one of the first things that popped in my mind when we started seeing these tweets come out about Tom Petty today. But you hope it's not true, but TMZ reporting, in case you missed it, Tom Petty rushed to the hospital, and it looks like he was pulled off life support. So if we get any updates, we'll give them to you. But that is definitely sad news out of the music world right there. And also looking at social media, these are the kind of things that I love, and getting back to what I was saying. Someone going by the handle of Inferno decided to tell Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, "You stink, Mathieu." To which he responded, 12 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack. Oh. That's the kind of stuff I love, when he can just quickly and concisely put someone in their place like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yep. It's always a good thing. And that's the thing. I mean, you get guys that get, they don't think you'll respond sometimes, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think sometimes, like, because if I tweet to somebody, and sometimes I will, I'll tweet to a celebrity or an athlete, and sometimes I'll be, you know, I'll say what I think might be funny, but kind of, you know, taking a shot at them or whatever. But I'm fully ready to accept the repercussions of that.
Like Sam Decker.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, that's fine.
No doubt about it, but that's kind of the way social media is. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's the power of social media. And again, I think people take too many liberties because they can reach out and possibly contact people that they follow and sometimes look up to, whether it be athletes or celebrities or whatever. But also they have to be very well aware that those people are capable of responding, and sometimes it's not going to end well for them.
Right. Yep, yep.
By the way, people have been asking, and yes, we are making a return to Luke's Ice House. It's not deja vu. We're going to be back at Luke's Ice House on Friday. Nick is joining me once again, as Barry has decided that he is just too uppity and Dallas-y to join us in Beaumont. Where are you going to be this week?
I will be in San Antonio, the crap hole of our fine state.
You say that, but come Monday when you come back on the show, you're going to be talking about the most beautiful city in Texas.
You will not see me saying that. Like I said, I try to keep it honest, and no, they got a lot of work to do out there.
So the Blitz, as well as Nick and myself, trying to do our best to hold up our end of the bargain for the Usual Suspects. Again, Friday, 1 till 7 p.m., Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. We had fun last week. Can't wait to get back there with a great bunch of people on the deck. Football games, and of course, Miller Lite and Coors Lite aplenty. So that should be a lot of fun. We are going to miss you, Barry, because we did have people that came up and personally asked for you and brought you Depend Shield.
Stop it.
Toilet seat
cleaner.
Yeah,
what the hell was that?
Nick?
Was it Christy who brought you?
Terry
brought you wipes. She's a huge fan. You actually had two really, really big fans.
Big like fat or big like? Because you just said I had really big fans.
I said big fans, yeah.
Oh, like, just like okay.
They're fandomonium.
Like huge fans.
But they've been listening to you for a long time.
Yeah. They're huge fans. They're big fans. Are they fit?
Nick, he's setting you up to take more punishment in the 409 after you enjoyed yourself.
Because I got called out.
You did?
By one of your fans.
Some chick with a mustache got in your face?
By one of your fans. Oh, you're
Which
now
is
you're
one talk, of your fans.
You're talking bad about one of your fans. Yeah. She loved you.
She had a mustache?
She's like a loyal listener.
I have
listener.
The best fans. Chicks with mustaches love me. No. That's so they brought me. Would they bring me?
Like some toilet wipes.
Where is it?
I think I left it in the house.
Did you use my gift?
No, I put it in the backpack.
Toilet seat covers.
I put it in the backpack, and I didn't want to leave it in the backpack.
Wet wipes. It was all for your next Seriously? Your next public toilet experience.
This is great, and you didn't bring the stuff to me? Oh, I'm so mad at you.
Used half of them. It was a long weekend.
Today, I had to go in there and build a bird's nest. Yeah. The triangle of safety was in effect today.
I think you still
All because of you. And you wouldn't bring me my gifts from my adoring fan.
So you would use the wipes and then build the bird's nest, right?
Like
you would use the wipes and then build the bird's nest?
Oh, yeah. I'll get in there and clean it all up.
I know you're not religious, but there was actually three because the Pope was there.
The Pope. Oh,
yeah,
Lauren
so
Pope.
So with Lauren Pope and her husband, there was actually four, because if you count those two and then the two other ladies.
I can validate Lauren's not big, or nor does she have a mustache. So that's good.
No, she does not.
Yeah, she's not big, or nor does she have. Yeah. 100%.
Yep. But she was encouraging people to go to Dallas at the Hyena. At Hyenas to give you long, slow, sensual hugs.
Yeah, you jerks putting that out there. I was so glad nobody. But I didn't get his name, but I got to meet a listener in Dallas. So see,
Was his name R&B?
We're worldwide.
R&B after jazz got you here?
We thought
R&B might be Huggy Bear.
No, but some guy was just like, hey, man, yeah, I live in Houston, love the show, listen all the time, listen on Sundays.
That's awesome.
It's always cool, man, to see Houstonians up there doing their thing or wherever I go. I'm starting to meet more and more listeners at shows, and that's really cool.
It is cool.
It's cool. I appreciate the support.
And I like them when they participate and give you hugs.
Sometimes, no, see, you don't do that.
Nick, they do, right? They should.
No,
right? That's how they show their love.
Yep.
Love and infections can only be... Oh, I guess I should probably tell you, too, that the other thing that I encouraged was if they really want to show how much they are addicted to the show and love us, that aside from the hug, they should just take one finger and trace the outline of your lips on their face with their finger and then just walk away.
You're going to get somebody beat up is what's going to happen.
Because I said, because you're not a germaphobe, that wouldn't bother you at all.
No, yeah, you'd definitely get... There would be some fights
you
going
to
on.
Shake someone's hand God. And they started tracing your lips
you
with
me?
One finger? All right, we'll be back with a lot more. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure that you are 100% happy, you have customer service beyond belief, and you never have to get in one of those automated systems where it's like a hellacious maze that you can't get out of trying to get to someone that can just address your energy concerns. Whether it's for a business or for your home, they can make sure that they tailor make a program for you that gives you quality service and low rates to make sure that you are happy with your energy that's being provided by Infuse Energy. I'm telling you, check them out. 844-INFUSE2, which is 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com. Right away, you just mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and then you get to go into a conversation with a real human being to try and make sure that you get the best program at the best prices for your energy needs. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, and 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan, it offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and it helps decrease your carbon footprint. All a win for you. And again, 100% honest, they're not trying to screw you over. And even if it means losing your business to a cheaper member of the competition, like a trusted friend, you could expect honesty from them at all times without exception. They're going to let you know what they can do, what they can't do, and what the best plan is for you. Call 1-844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Infuse some energy into your life.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang, I want to tell you again about the journey to Jacksonville. Well, it's begun, and we all know that your favorite football team here in H-Town is going to be in a battle to win that division, and with it, they know that the Jacksonville franchise is knee-deep in the middle of all that. So, therefore, we're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida, to see Houston take on the Jags. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November the 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotels in downtown Jacksonville, right on the riverfront. You can go to the football game on December the 17th at Everbank Field. And, of course, play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, all courtesy of Florida's first coast of golf. Visit Florida. And, of course, daily visit ESPN975.com. And listen regularly to The Usual Suspects and all the other shows on ESPN 97.5. Hidden Hills Golf Club, Barry. You could play that.
I could.
In Jacksonville. It might never be the same when you're done, but I know you guys want to talk about the President's Cup, United States, with an overwhelming victory this weekend. It was fantastic.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
At least I mentioned it. Now Josh Rapp will be happy.
But I want to talk about the President dedicating the cup to... hurricane victims or something like that? What?
Did he do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that he did that.
Yeah, didn't he dedicate the trophy? I'm pretty sure.
The President's Cup trophy? He wasn't even there, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure that I saw that correctly. Yeah,
well, I'm going to need verification.
Trump dedicates golf trophy to hurricane victims.
Dumb. And also, where is he allowed to dedicate a trophy he had nothing to do with securing and winning?
I don't even know. I've already pissed off everyone in the city by saying that we need to clean up our city, but I don't want to piss off all the Trump fans, although I have a feeling a lot of them is the same people.
Is that what you said?
What?
That we just need to clean up our city?
No, or I just said our city's dirty. Dallas, we're a dirt hole. It's, yeah. Dallas is cleaner.
Okay.
That's what I said. Don't pick the scab.
I'm just asking a question.
I know what I said. But I think it's weird that our president's like, this goes out to all the victims. Like, dude, yeah, they're thinking about golf right now. How about we dedicate some money to them? How about that? How about we dedicate some money to Puerto Rico? That would be nice.
You mean Mike Tirico?
Nope.
Oh, Puerto Rico. Got it. So we're not talking about Charlie Pillow's roommate?
What?
Charlie Pillow's college roommate was Mike Tirico.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't remember. I didn't remember that.
I'm glad that this guy is persistent. Kev has just tweeted us that his phone is dying, and he needs to talk to you about Houston, Dallas.
Kevin.
So, Kevin, your call has been answered. Your prayers have been answered. Now you can talk to Barry firsthand. What's up?
Kevin, let me just start by saying you can't tell me how lucky I am to live in this city because I already know.
Okay, good. Okay. I know that, too. All right. Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
First off, one of the guys who called and said that there's not a big rival between Houston and Dallas. He's not right, but he's right, but then he's not right. There's not a rivalry with the football team, but when you get into Mark Cuban, he continuously talks trash on Houston. Then you even had the Rangers who didn't even want to trade series with us. After the hurricane in our stadium, our ballpark we couldn't even play in. And I've experienced plenty of times where I've come across people from Dallas and they say, oh, well, Houston's this and Houston's that and our city's better. So there is that out there. But you are right. The city does need to get cleaned up. But when you're in a big city, usually the inner city is usually is mainly poverty, the poor people and things like that. If you come out to Katy, it looks a lot better. And you go to the Woodlands, it looks a lot better.
I live in the Woodlands. I live in Spring. I live I live off of like Highway 99, Riley Fuzzle area. And I'm telling you, on my way home, there's a 9-foot dandelion on a bridge over a creek. That's just, even in the suburbs, man, we just do a poor job, I think. Like Dallas, I noticed they spend a lot of money on grass and maintaining the grass and planting trees.
It's safe to say that this liberal city wastes the taxpayers' money. Then it's safe to say that, right?
I mean, I'm not gonna say whether they do or don't. I'm not gonna get into that because I think that's starting when you start talking liberals and all that. That's politics. I don't like that. I'm just telling you, my eye test says Dallas is cleaner and nicer from an aesthetic standpoint than the city of Houston. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm not mad at you about that. I just wanted to make my point there.
All right.
There is a bunch of Houston, Dallas
beats. Yeah, you're right, Kevin. You're right. I appreciate the call, Kevin. You're right. There are sports. I mean, the Rangers, yeah, obviously Cuban and the Mavs, but that's history. But the Texans and the Cowboys is not a rivalry. The fact that everyone lost their mind when the Texans beat the Cowboys in the first game is great, and that's because there's that Dallas-Houston thing that exists, you know what I mean? But a Texans-Cowboys rivalry really doesn't exist. Now, Astros-Rangers, yeah, we can talk, because those teams genuinely don't like each other.
And there's
that is a rivalry.
Right. Well, and
again, it goes back to you can't just claim a rivalry like the Aggies tried to with UT. It doesn't work like that. It's got to be a two-way street.
No, the only thing I could say about from a Texans perspective building that rivalry was because their first game ever was against the Cowboys. Of course, the Cowboys were established. They were trying to make a name for themselves, put themselves on the NFL map. They beat them in their first ever game. And in their minds, that created a rivalry that when you have been around as long as the Cowboys have been around and had as many rivals as they've had throughout the years with that division, as well as their early rivals with the Packers and other franchises, you realize that they could pick and choose a lot of teams and say it's a rival. But the Texans were trying to establish something as part of the process goes in trying to lay the groundwork towards being an NFL franchise. That's the only thing I could say from a Houston perspective of trying to build something of a rivalry between the Cowboys and the Texans. And, of course, it is the state of Texas.
Yeah, and I can say that many Cowboy fans in this city can be insufferable. They can be difficult to deal with. And it all starts with my family. I have a ton of family members that are Cowboys fans, and they couldn't be more obnoxious and arrogant. And I mean, so yeah, when it comes to that, yeah, those things exist. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm going to experience
them those things exist.
I'm going this
weekend. I do believe that. And somebody actually texted the show and said, you know, there may not be an actual rivalry between the football teams, the Texans and the Cowboys, but Texans fans hate Cowboy fans. Totally get
Remember
that.
Remember the tailgate
totally
party?
Totally get that.
The whole reason why NRG has all those rules about tailgating and having to have a ticket and all that
again,
is quite frankly, simply and only because of the Cowboys-Texans fans rivalry.
Again, I get all that. I'm part of it. Like, I will call out an obnoxious Cowboy fan in a heartbeat, as I'm sure they would call me out for being an obnoxious Texans fan or a delusional Texans fan, as the case may be. But football wise, yeah, these teams they're just not, the fans are the ones that have created this rivalry. The cities, the Houstonians and the Dallasites. What the hell are they called? What are they?
Is it Dallasites? I don't know.
I don't know. What the hell are because we're Houstonians,
right?
What are they called? I guess we just call them douchebags. I don't know.
Parasites, Dallasites. What is it?
I don't know.
I got story for you on the fan side of things.
Really?
Having been in that stadium, in the old stadium, way too many times, and being on not the favorite side, let's put it that way. All right, so we got two in the books, one to go. My wife basically just made a really derogatory remark about this entire day and where it can go based on Tom Petty's passing. And our friend AJ, your good friend, has already tweeted how sad he is that it's really hit him in the feels about Tom Petty. If it is indeed true, we lost a really good one today and a very popular musician in Tom Petty. Rest in peace. So we'll get to hour number three of the big show in just mere minutes. Again, you can join us and be one of the usual suspects. Clarence, we know you're there. We always know you will be. So we'll get to you as soon as we can. 713-780-3776. That's the HRP listener line, or hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN
97.5. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.